Revival by Maureen Marsh.
She didn't expect to bump into her rival at the station. She didn't expect to see that familiar face framed by a brown bob, that elegant stride as she stepped onto the platform. She didn't expect to feel the rush of adrenaline and gut-churning nausea as she witnessed her husband's open, smiling face as he clutched her rival's hand and gazed at her with unrestrained adoration. The world as she had known it for a decade had come to a solid stop 10 months ago when he confessed to everything. The everything meaning the falling in love with someone else. The occasion was tattooed on her psyche with a burning blade. It had delivered a million nuclear explosions onto the surface of her once seemingly stable world. The words were thrown almost casually into the air one rainy evening as she fed Tibbs and Tabs their disgusting dinner of broken up warmed prawns and melted cheese. Their hearty purrs on receiving this disgusting gloop was at odds with the seriousness of the moment, and she laughed a little. There was a numbness, as though the words had been repelled by a large balloon protecting a tender flower, a delicate innerness. He counted this as a good sign and continued to live in the marital home, unwilling to make that final commitment to leave. Initially, it seemed a good idea all round. The words did not actually land for a couple of weeks, and in her zombified state, all seemed peaceful and still, until it wasn't. When the arguments came, they were explosive and extreme. Tibbs and Tabs were often to be observed exiting the cat flap in shock and horror and searching for more peaceful clients around the neighbourhood. And still he wouldn't leave the marital home. She began to stalk her rival through social media, discovering little details about her life. She learnt that her rival liked custard creams and hated Garibaldi biscuits. Her rival loved red lipstick and walking in thunderstorms. Her rival adored the smell of babies and sticky hot cross buns. She had a friend called Anna and a Shih Tzu dog called Bella. She noted that her husband had begun to block her from his social media threads and that he would disappear every weekend. One weekend, she herself decided to escape the pernicious hell of their life together and visit her sister. On returning to the marital home, she could smell her rival everywhere, on the furniture, in the air, and even on the coats of Tibbs and Tabs. She began to come across little gifts and little post-it notes left by her rival. And on one explosive occasion, she even found a book on borderline personality disorder with a helpful note from her rival saying, "This may assist you with Cara. Love, Charlotte." A particularly nasty and hurtful argument ensued where the book was ripped in half. And still he wouldn't leave the marital home. There were nights when they were able again to talk like the old days and even laugh tenderly over some silliness that the cats were doing. Tibbs playing with a Brussels sprout, Tabs sticking her bottom in the air when she had a scritch around the ears. She would then begin to cry, to ask for a chance, to beg him to leave her rival, to go to counselling, to try again. The tears would begin to build up into a hysteria as he refused to even consider it, and the house of cards would fall again and dissolve into a way too familiar, scorching row. And still, he wouldn't leave the marital home. And now, this encounter with her rival, her enemy, with her husband in tow, their love all too evident. She saw that all hope was lost, all future gone. She saw the chapter closing and the story ending. Her rival had won the prize of her sweet, beautiful, awful, wonderful, monosyllabic, silly, funny, honest, cowardly, reticent, handsome, mean, ridiculous husband. She had witnessed the universe in his eyes and the end of their world in his actions. For a few seconds, she imagined coming out from her hiding place behind the wall and confronting them. She imagined screaming at them until they both melted into shame. She imagined throttling her rival until her teeth popped out of her head. Instead, she remained where she was. Her rival had won, and she was defeated. And in that defeat, and the acceptance of defeat, she was redeemed.